Hello, this is William Herwagon, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2016. It is 8:37 p.m., and we're starting an open session meeting. And would our Secretary, Nancy Sabara-Narutomi, like to call the roll, please?
Okay. Did somebody come on? Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha, can I hear you? Janet Coburn. Janet Coburn. Can I hear you? Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Margie's present. Okay. William Herwagon, BAI.
Present.
Frank Lefebvre? William present. Frank, I cannot hear you. KPFK, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace present. Myla Reason?
Myla Reason, checking in.
Okay, Myla present. Dorothy Raik? Dorothy, I cannot hear you. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan, I cannot hear you. Wesley Bethune of KPFT?
Here.
Wesley Bethune present. Venetia Patel Adams?
Here.
Present. Venetia present. Nancy Sabara and I told me I'm present. Deb Shafto, can I hear you? WPFW, Ron Pinchback. Ron,
here.
I can't hear you. Oh, Ron is present. Good. Okay, Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden, I cannot hear you. Okay, we've got nine. We've met quorum.
Nancy, excuse me. There is an email from Dorothy Raik saying that she will not be at the meeting tonight.
Okay.
And also, Frank Lefebvre will not be here.
Oh, yeah, William. Right.
Frank and Dorothy,
I think on the attendance, we didn't hear a response from Janet Coburn. That would have made nine, but we have quorum with eight.
Oh, Janet, I'm sorry. Janet, are you there?
Guess not. Okay. So, but we have a quorum, 8 out of 15.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Let's see. Looking at this draft agenda, anybody want to be a timekeeper? It's not a big deal. Just we have three or four things to time for a few minutes.
I'll do it. Miss Margie.
Thank you, Margie.
So this is time on items? Is that the idea?
Yeah, this is just time on the items. If we get into trouble later, we might think about speakers.
Okay.
This is Janet. Can you hear me?
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we got
Hi,
you now.
Janet.
Yeah, I was on, but you couldn't hear me. I called back.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And, William, this is...
We'll be marked present now.
These are the times posted on the draft agenda, right?
Yes, Margie. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we have anybody want to make a motion to approve the agenda as the draft agenda as I sent out earlier?
Nancy Sorden, I approve it. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I didn't hear. Was that Nancy Sorden?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're making such a motion, and now you're present.
I'm present. Yep.
Did you make a motion on the agenda?
Yes, she made a motion to approve.
Okay.
Okay, noting Nancy Sorden from PFW present. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then any discussion on the agenda?
I have a question about the roll call.
Okay, is that Wesley?
Yes, William. I believe, I don't know, did they both ask for excused absences, and should we acknowledge it or vote on it?
No, there are no excused absences in PNB committees. So we just
thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion on the agenda? Okay, I don't hear anybody wanted to discuss the agenda. So are there any objections to the draft agenda as submitted? Hearing none. that the agenda is approved. And now we would go to the next item. Let me see. Oops, just lost it. Come back. Open session minutes approval, if any available. I saw Nancy. I think you just, Nancy Sabara and Aratomi, you just sent a couple?
Yes.
I didn't do any. I think I was supposed to do some, and I did not get a chance. Has anybody had a chance to read the minutes for, what was it, you said two sets, September 9th and something else?
Janet, may I?
Sure.
Nancy sent three sets of minutes, and I move that we consider each one separate. She sent the August 1st draft minutes, the August 9th draft minutes, and the August 17th draft minutes.
Okay, we were pretty busy in August. Haven't gotten much done, but we had some meetings. Okay. has anybody had a, have people had a chance to look at August 1? And we'll do that, Janet, thank you, one at a time. Has anybody had a chance to look at the August 1 minutes?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, and is any, well, let's put it this way. Is there anybody who has not had a chance, or even if they glanced at it, feel they want to postpone it until they consider it further?
This is Margie. I just saw the minutes when I opened my email to get the phone number for tonight's call. So I would prefer, unless there's something, you know, some pressing reason to adopt minutes tonight, I would prefer to postpone it.
Janet, may I have the floor?
Sure.
So I move to approve the August 1st draft minutes.
Okay. Very good.
What about discussion?
Is that Ron?
Because I haven't had a chance to look at those minute submissions either. And so you want us to approve that without going over?
This is Grace.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Go ahead, Grace.
I just read them in 30 seconds. So I think rather than postponing them, if you could just read them, it would take you like 30 seconds or less, or somebody could read them.
This is Nancy Thornton to the SEC.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I don't think we should read them. People can always change them later. If they find something that needs to be changed later, they can be changed. We don't need to waste time reading them.
Okay. In that case, I withdraw my objection to voting on them. I forgot that. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. This is William. Janet, do you want to? No? Janet?
Yes.
I thought Janet wanted to say something. Do you?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a motion on the floor. So.
Okay, and the motion is to approve August 1.
August 1, yes.
And I'd just like to say I looked at one. I only got a chance to look at one of them. I thought it was maybe the 9th, and I couldn't tell who was present and who was not present in the roll call. So I'm not sure. I guess, Nancy Sorden said, we could always go back and look at them later. But I think perhaps we need to put by people's names, instead of trying to line them up under the words absent and present or other circumstances like that, we might need to put them in groups, you know, all the absent people are here, all the present people are here, or just put next to everybody's name, a code if you want, A for absent, P for present. They used to have some magnificent code for all the possibilities, but I just think that might have be helpful. But I don't have...
Janet, point of order.
Oh, go ahead, Janet.
We're talking just about the August 1st minutes right now.
Okay, and which I haven't had a chance to look at, so I have the same concerns as other people.
Okay.
If there's no further objections to August 1, we could go to a vote concerning, considering rather, what Nancy Sorden said about we could always change them later, even though I find that even more waste of time than trying to just do them after everybody's read them. But so is there any objection to accepting the August 1 minutes, understanding that many of us haven't read them yet? Hearing no objection, the August 1 minutes are approved. And now, does anybody wish to move for August 9th?
Janet, may I? Well.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I move to approve the August 9th meeting minutes, but I have an amendment.
Okay, we'll accept the fact that it's moved for approval. And what is your amendment?
That there is a something, let's see, where is it? Kind of in the middle, it says, Janet Coburn, KPFA, moved to approve the draft fiscal year 2016 audit report. That should be fiscal year 2014, the draft fiscal year 2014 report.
Okay, sounds reasonable, easy to do. Thank you. It would be nice if we had the 2016 done already, being that the year isn't even over yet. But okay. Thank you. Any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, that amendment is approved. Now, is there any other discussion on the August 9th, 2016 minutes? Okay, hearing no discussion, is there any objection to approving the August 9th, 2016 minutes of the Audit Committee as amended? Hearing no objection, August 9th minutes are approved. Okay, anybody wish to move the August 17th?
Janet, so moved.
Okay. And does anybody, is there any discussion on the August 17th open session minutes? No discussion. Okay. Are there any objections to the August 17th minutes being approved? Hearing no objection. Those August 17th minutes are approved. And any little minor changes, as Nancy Sorden said, we can come back later and make adjustments. Thank you, everybody. Now, the next item is to assemble any remaining questions for the auditor regarding FY 2014 draft audit report. And before we get into that, I'd like to say that I forwarded you all the email from the CFO, who I believe is now gone, that he didn't answer any of the questions that Grant Lamb referred to, the auditor referred to him, the CFO. And I would think that we might want to have a little discussion on whether or not we think that's something we must have those answers in order to approve the audit, or are these things that are not going to materially change the audit, and therefore, you know, we can live without them, but we'll still pursue them. And that's my suggestion. Any discussion on the questions for the fiscal year 2014 audit?
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, I saw your email about that, and I missed the question. Did we see those questions? Were they in an email to us as well?
I thought I forwarded all the questions and Grant Lamb's answers to everybody. Did anybody see that? I don't know, a week or two ago?
Grace, I saw it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Janet, I did too, long time ago, but...
Yeah, I don't remember the exact date, but a while back. And it had Technicolor answers, red answers from Grant Lamb, and green comments saying he was going to refer it to management, who I take to mean the CFO. And I could find that and send it to you again, Nancy, if you, or does anybody have it? And they could tell Nancy Sorden what the date is. I can't get to it right now. Maybe not. Okay, Nancy, I'll try to make a note to myself to forward.
William, I'll look for it. This is Janet. I'll look for it.
William?
Yeah.
This
Hello.
Is Myla. I'll look for
yes,
it.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Myla.
Yes, go ahead, Myla. Yes.
Okay. I was just kind of, sorry, a little bit confused. I was just looking through my emails and... Were you referring to Sam Agarwal's September 16th message saying that he really couldn't answer all the questions, but because it would require quite a lot of work and that we could get the information from Efren, and he sent that to us on the 16th?
Yeah, he sent that to me on the 16th, and I forwarded it to the committee. Yeah, and I think... Perhaps other people too.
I for one would like to wait for those answers.
That's an interesting suggestion because I.
Janet, point of privilege, personal privilege. Would that question?
Okay. Janet,
can you repeat it? I didn't hear. What she?
What my Myla said more or less that she's
like... I must add, folks, it always takes me just a minute to check in again with my phone, the way my phone set up. So here's what I read one more time. It's a message to William from...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you proposed.
Oh, I said that I, for one... would appreciate having the answers from the national office prior to approving the audit.
This is Margie. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Margie.
Well, I'd like to know if there's anybody on this call who knows what the impact of that would be, of us holding up approving the audit for the answers to these questions. Of course, I don't know what the questions are, but I'll look. I remember seeing William's email, so I can look for them. But I'm just curious to know. It seems to me that it potentially could have a very serious negative impact on our current desperate financial situation.
Janet?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
So, my understanding is that was holding up the audit was two things, or the audit approval was a recovery plan and payment of the balance to the auditor. And that's it. That's what the auditor told us.
Okay.
I would not want to put any additional conditions on approving the audit.
I agree. This is William. I have another comment on that. I didn't know what the two conditions were, but I heard the executive director commenting on the last PNB meeting that she had spoken to the auditor. And so I will follow up with the auditor to see if he is now satisfied with the whatever recovery plan or whatever that is. And if he's ready to go with the final audit, releasing the final audit, because I believe that Grant Lamb, the auditor, said to us at a previous meeting that they're ready to release the audit, and therefore I thought everything was done. I didn't know there were these two other things because they did get partial payment some many weeks ago when we started our process for questions. So I don't have to, I'll follow up with the auditor and find out if it's all right with everybody. If everybody agrees, I'll follow up with the auditor to see if there's any other open items as far as he's concerned.
Thank
is
you.
Is that a problem for anybody?
I'm Sasha for the stack, and I'm present, and I have a question.
Thank you, and go ahead. You're on. And, so and Nancy will note you as present. Thank you.
Yeah, my apologies that I'm joining late, and I'm not too sure where we're at. It sounded like there were two conditions on approving the audit. Is that the case? If there is, I have a question. Another question.
Well, that was something that
Janet... May I respond?
Sure, Janet. Go ahead.
Right. I said it was my understanding and then that there were two issues, and William said that he would follow up to confirm that.
So, and the two issues are that the auditor has to be paid in full for 2014. Is that one of them?
That's one that I understood, but I don't know. We have to find out. And then the other is that we have a recovery plan, which we do.
Which I guess would be acceptable to the auditor.
Another point of information. My recollection, and I could be wrong about this, Janet, but my recollection is that the auditor said he would accept 2014. I think it's 15,000 due. That's my recollection, and correct me if you know something different. And that he would accept that and approve the audit without that final payment. And that's my recollection. And the other thing was, did he have any question about whether he had any specifications for the recovery plan? Because, quite frankly, the recovery plan that was passed, from my point of view, is all very well and good after we're on the road to recovery, but with less than $2,000 in the bank account, I don't know how you spend all this money to do things that will not have any income for, in some cases, a year.
Janet, point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
It's inappropriate to discuss the content or the opinions of the recovery plan in this committee.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
that what this
oh,
committee is responsible
pardon.
For
thank
is
pardon.
Is to make sure that there
thank
is
you.
A recovery plan.
Thank
that,
you, Janet.
No, but there's a question here. Does the auditor have to approve that recovery plan?
That's
my question.
Yes.
Because if the auditor has to approve it,
hold on.
There might be a problem.
Not back and forth, please.
Sorry.
That's my understanding. And that's why I'm going to communicate with the auditor to find out what the status of any potential payments still needed. I don't think so, but that's a question for him. And if the audit firm is accepting the recovery plan to satisfy
right.
whatever need they had for that. And that's,
right.
that's sort of two questions
Janet,
I'm going to ask him.
Margie, Janet before Janet.
This is great. I have a point of information.
Hold on, everybody. I think I heard Venetia earlier.
Yeah, I actually a few minutes ago I sent Janet that email with the back and forth about the questions to Sam. I just wanted to let you know
Tony,
so you can forward it
Tony,
to everyone else.
Someone's at the door.
I'll answer the door, Margie. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Only teasing. Just teasing. Thank you, Venetia, for forwarding that. Now we had lots of people wanting to be in the stack. I think I heard Chase. Who else did I hear?
Margie.
Anyone else?
Janet.
Okay, so I have Grace, Margie, and Janet. I don't know what
okay.
the order was, but we can go that way. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. All right. First of all, is Grant Lamb going to be on this phone call?
No, I have not invited Grant Lamb to this phone call.
Okay. When will he be on a call with? Is he going to be on a call with this committee anytime in the near future?
After we discuss these questions, which is item 6 on a draft agenda, item 7 is to consider follow-up meetings with the auditor. So the answer would
okay.
be...
Look. Okay, so... All right, so I have questions. Questions? Can I state them now, or do I have to wait for the next agenda item?
By questions, what do you mean? For the auditor, you mean?
Yeah, for the auditor or for the committee, whoever can answer them.
Well, I think we should. I think we should go on.
Basically, for the auditor.
Okay, so. Okay, let's see. We're trying to assemble remaining questions for the auditor, so if you want to send them to us, great.
This is
okay.
I had gotten emails from, who was it, Dorothy Reich and, was it Sasha, I think, or Sasha, further questions on the endowment, so we can hand if.
I have no questions on the endowment.
No? Okay.
I think that's Dorothy.
Yeah, that's Dorothy.
I thought you might have also. Okay, so I'll look for that one from Dorothy. And Grace, could you send your questions so we can see them?
Yes.
Thank you. Margie?
All I want to tell people is that you sent us the responses, Grant's responses to the questions on September 8th. It's an email from you. William addressed to each of us individually and including Grant's answers in red. The questions are in black and the answers are in red.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Janet?
Right, and I just wanted to chime in on that, saying that I'm forwarding that email again to the committee right now so that you'll have it. Venetia also had found it, but you'll actually see it. I just forwarded it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. So Grace is going to send some possible questions for the auditor, which I guess we could send to him along with Dorothy's question. But then I'd like to get back to Myla's suggestion that she wants to wait. I agree with whoever it was, might have been Janet, I'm not sure, who commented that if the audit is ready to be approved, it is my humble opinion that the questions that the auditor couldn't answer, the questions that were referred in green in this email that we're just talking about, that were forwarded to the CFO, I believe, from looking at the questions from my perspective, that none of the answers to those questions will change the audit report. So I don't feel that there's any need to wait for answers to those questions. Now, or for that matter, Dorothy Reich's further question on the endowment. These are details that are not going to change the audit report. And all we're concerned about is the issuance of the audit report and our acceptance thereof. So I say... I suggest that I will communicate with the auditor, and if they're ready to go, I'm going to have him send us the final copy, or the final recommended copy, and I'll try to set up a meeting as soon as he can do it, preferably on a Monday, since everybody seems to have adjusted to Mondays. But I'll keep you informed what I find out from the auditor. That's my suggestion of how we're going to move forward.
Margie,
excuse me, Myla. This is Myla.
Okay, Margie, and then Myla.
I just wanted to point out that when the IED presented her recovery plan to the PNB last week, she prefaced it by saying that she had reviewed it with Grant Lamb. Now, she didn't indicate, she did not say that Grant Lamb had approved it, but I think...
Right, that's why I'm going to communicate.
But I think that was an indication that he at least is aware of the recovery plan. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Myla?
Okay, It always takes me a couple of seconds to unmute. I don't think that I particularly want to rely on the impression that our IED left with folks that Mr. Lamb had approved the recovery plan. I would like to know that from Grant Lamb, whether he concurs. I don't want to guess about it. I don't think that
I guess my
No, it wasn't done. I said I don't believe that that would be prudent at this point. Now I'm done.
Thank you. I guess you're not listening to the meeting. That's what I said. I'm going to check with him. And then we'll move forward based on his response. Thank you. Let's see. So we will have some questions. Grace says she's going to send some. And I'll combine that with Dorothy's, and hopefully these won't be the kind of questions that would impact his... management's final report is now hopefully approved by the auditor and then accepted by us. Myla, you were trying to say something else?
Yeah, I am. First of all, I am listening, and I don't appreciate that kind of a comment from you. And
I don't appreciate you saying that we're not good for us to do what we're already said we're not going to do.
William, I'm not done, okay? I really don't appreciate you cutting me off and arguing with me while I'm trying to form a thought. It makes it very difficult to speak clearly when you're constantly interrupting me, and I would appreciate it if you'd not do that. Now I'm done.
Janet.
Thank you. Janet?
Well, I think what happened was that Myla came back onto the call after William had said what he was going to do. And so that's what he probably meant by...
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't realize you might not have heard what was going on in the meeting. Okay. So I was saying that we'll send out whatever, I'll assemble whatever questions there are, and they'll probably get sent to the auditor. And I'm going to, so that's, let's say, I'm saying that we're done with number six, that just that whatever Grace sends and whatever Dorothy sends, we'll go forward. The next item on the agenda is to consider a follow-up meeting with the auditor, which I've been talking about. Which will occur after, or may occur, depending on the auditor's response to the questions of whether somebody thinks he might need more money. I don't think so. Has he been satisfied by whatever it is that management had to give to him, that some people are saying it was the recovery plan? And if that's all, if everything's okay, then we'll try to get
could somebody mute?
Nancy to the Nancy Thornton to the stack.
Okay, let me just finish. Now I know how Myla felt.
Sorry.
My train of thought. That's all right. No, I meant the noise that was breaking us up. Let's see. I was saying I'm going to get responses from the auditor, and if everything looks like a go from the auditor's perspective, I'll try to get an updated audit report for us to look at and try to have him on a call, so then hopefully we can move ahead and accept the audit.
Janet, to the stack.
Go ahead, Janet.
No, I think Nancy was before me.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Janet. I just was looking at these questions. Thank you so much for sending them. And I was wondering, when you asked these, when you
get these other questions to Grant, if you could also ask him for an answer to number 26 that doesn't have an answer. That's the only one that doesn't have an answer in red or green.
Well, if I remember, this is William, if I remember, I had broken up what appeared to actually be, and the auditor recognized it, as one question, and I broke it into two, because the first part is not a question. It's just like a setting up what the question's going to be. So I don't think there's anything there.
Just take a look at it. Three questions in one. Maybe those need to be broken up, but...
Okay, well, I'll look at whatever Grace says. That's very good.
Number 26.
Thank you.
Number 26, that's my question.
Okay, I can't look at it right now.
Just let, you know, I don't mean for you to. I just...
Okay, like I'm going to look at number
26. Included in the question.
Look at number 26, and apparently that Grace wrote something about that. Thank you. Okay, Janet?
Well, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead. Well, first of all, somebody has a siren going, and I have a dog barking in the background. It's not my dog. Anyway, sorry about that. So I don't know if we're ready to move on to the next agenda item for the follow-up meetings, but I have a question about that.
I had thought I was moving on to that.
Okay, so for the... PNB has been having weekly meetings, lots of meetings on Thursdays, so not on Thursdays. There's a regular monthly PNB meeting on October 6th. There's a regular audit committee meeting, from my understanding, October 6th. And there's a regular audit committee meeting on Monday, October 6th. Third. So
yes.
I'm wondering if that could be the day that we have the auditor, and then I don't know whether we need an executive session as well.
Yeah, that may work out perfectly. We'll see what kind of responses I get from Mr. Grant Lamb. You're right. I mean, that's not far away, is it? We're already at the 19th, so that's 2 weeks away. So maybe everything will work out that it'll happen on that day.
Right.
Depending
on. Do we need an executive session for that?
Probably not, unless he's going to give us some kind of secretive information. I don't imagine he is. But thank you. I'll see what he has for his responses.
This is Margie reporting on time. We're almost out of time for this agenda item, actually. It was listed on the agenda for 5 minutes, actually. We just hit 5 minutes. So I just want, if we're going to keep talking about it, we better. I will make a motion that we took way less than 30 minutes on the previous item, so we're in good shape in terms of time. I'm going to move that we extend this discussion for another 5 minutes, because I want to know about the question of whether, well, let me do that, 5 minutes. Does anybody object to that?
Okay.
Point of information, Janet. Point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm wondering which agenda item, Marty, you're referring to that you want to extend it?
Consider follow-up meetings with auditors.
Oh, okay.
That was the agenda item that the chair moved us to.
Number seven was for 5 minutes. We want to go 5 more minutes. Any objection to that? Hearing no objection, we're extended for 5 more minutes. Thank you.
And
Margie, did you want to talk on it?
I have a question.
Okay.
Is the auditor going to charge us for any additional meetings? I think we've had more meetings.
Every minute he spends on with us or for us, we get charged for. They claim last year, which people use to sound like, oh, it's all built in and he's not charging us. That's not true. It's built in to their estimate that they're going to spend X hours with the audit committee, but I don't know what that number is, but they actually end up charging us for every minute or at least every hour.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So can you add that question to the when you contact the auditor?
Yeah, please.
Whether
okay.
There'll be an extra charge.
To clarify how we're charged. How Pacifica is charged for our time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that. So now I have three items to discuss with him. One was money. Two was the information from management, which may be the recovery plan. And now to clarify how Pacifica gets billed for the time it spends with or for us.
Janet?
Yes?
Well, yes, actually, the third question, I think, is related to the first one, which was my understanding to find out whether Pacifica owes the auditor any money, and so if the auditor would be charging additional money for being on a call with us. You know,
okay, so I'll try to combine them or make this 1 and 1A or something like that. Thank you. Point well taken. Where I think we are is that Janet pointed out that our next meeting is October 3rd, and if I, therefore, I'm thinking, and then maybe she was too, that if we need to have a meeting with the auditor, or if we just go with a final report, we can consider that on October 3rd, or have him and consider on October 3rd. Is there a problem? Does anybody have a problem with that approach?
I just have one question.
Go ahead, Venetia.
Does it have to be, I just want to make sure that we put it in the executive session. If it has to be, does it have to be?
Technically, no. None of it has to be an executive session unless the auditor feels that something he's going to say is of a proprietary nature or whatever the other things are, you know, talking about individual employees. But yes, I'll ask him if he thinks we need an executive session. Let me put that down as for executive session. Thank you.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, so then there would be a matter of noticing the executive session, although, I mean, I would like this body to approve that if you learn that the auditor would think that we would need an executive session, that you would notice one. Sorry for the dog barking. Or we could just adjourn during the open session, adjourn to the executive session.
I like the sound of that. Is that all according to Hoyle or Robert's rules?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. So we can start an open session, and if we need an executive session for the auditor, we could do that.
The streaming would have to be stopped.
Right. And we'd actually, the way I like to do it is actually go to the other phone number or the other code, so there's no question. Very good. Thank you. Any other comments or discussion on possible, the questions for the auditor at a possible future meeting with the auditor? Hearing none, I think we're done. Go ahead, who's that?
Well, William, I'll email you. I see what you were talking about with number 26. And I guess they do need some clarification in their answer. They didn't quite answer my question. So I'll get back with you. I'll email you on that.
Very good. I'll try to include that with other items that we've spoken about already.
I have one question really fast.
Okay, Venetia again?
Yeah, just really fast. I just want to be sure. So come October 3rd, we should have, there's nothing else that we're going to need to approve the audit. We have everything in line, or we should have everything in line.
Well, that's my belief. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then if there's no further discussion, I'm getting ready to adjourn the meeting. Any objections to that?
None at all. Thank you.
Thank you. We're adjourned for the evening. Thank you all very much.
Everybody. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you.
Thank you.